I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
A horrific attack in Patterson, where a four-year-old girl has been stabbed and police are reportedly looking for her aunt. Police were called yesterday evening to a home on Near East 24th Street and 10th Avenue and a report of a child stabbed. Neighbor Keeva James told reporters.
We just seen the lady, mommy, holding her daughter, running out the house hysterically, and blood coming from everywhere.
Another person at the scene.
Anything happened to a little kid is not right. But little girl wasn't, she don't look responsive.
Child was taken to St. Joseph's University Medical Center, said to be in stable condition. Reports say the incident started with some kind of family dispute, and police are looking for the aunt, who may have emotional issues. More details are expected later. Disaster aid is coming for Suffolk County homeowners who have damage from last week's storms. Governor Hochul declared a disaster emergency yesterday, saying the state will make grants of up to $50,000 available. She also says that she will be requesting an emergency declaration from President Biden. That will open up federal money for cleanup and restoration efforts. Officials estimate dozens of homes and had major damage, and hundreds more were affected. County officials now urging people to report storm damage to an online portal on the county website. It survived longer than any living New Yorker, but now a tree at the Tavern on the Green is going to come down.
It's estimated to be 160 years old, here before Tavern on the Green, and one of the first trees ever planted in Central Park.
It's a beautiful tree. It's a massive tree.
Tavern co-owner David Salama says it's like taking an arm out of the property. This tree has Dutch elm disease. That's a fungus that could kill it and spread to other trees.
It defines a whole entire section of the restaurant. So it creates a microclimate just because of the size of it that's just incomparable.
The Parks Department says this was a last resort. One life ends, another begins. There are plans to plant a new tree. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
If you ride the number 4 train, there are some changes this weekend. The MTA says all Woodlawn-bound trains will skip the 138th Street Grand Concourse stop. For service to that station, just get off at the 149th Street Grand Concourse stop and transfer to a Manhattan-bound train. These changes are in effect till 5 a.m. Monday. MTA says it is all an effort to improve structural maintenance. A reprieve for the West Bank Cafe. There's word the GoFundMe effort to save the Broadway hotspot has brought in more than $100,000.
The legendary West Bank Cafe and Laurie Beachman Theater are facing eviction again.
You may be asking, how can this be? We all rallied to save it back in 2020.
Here's the deal. The West Bank was overlooked the RRF grant. You know, the one that helped most restaurants survive post-pandemic.
The video appeal posted online there. Cafe and theater are legendary. Regulars included Tennessee Williams, Stephen Sondheim, and many more. They are also planning a fundraising gala this fall. So far, the GoFundMe has brought in more than $102,000 of the $850,000 needed. It's a twofer for Summer Streets. As you're hearing in 1010 Winds traffic throughout the day, the season ends today with events in Brooklyn and the Bronx. There will be Eastern Parkway closed between Plaza Street East and Buffalo Avenue in Brooklyn. The Grand Concourse in the Bronx will be closed between East Tremont Avenue and Moshaloo Parkway. All of this runs 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And, of course, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. He's still out there. The search continues for a man who shot a deli clerk in Park Slope.
This started as a robbery attempt. Police say the man walked into the bodega at 8th Avenue and 15th Street and demanded money. It wasn't going to be that easy, as he started fighting with a store worker, and police say the suspect fired 3 shots. One of them hit the worker in the leg. Alyssa, who lives above the store, heard yelling.
It sounded like someone was yelling help, like, repeatedly over and over. It sounded pretty frantic, so I was like, I'm just going to, like, take a look.
She saw the worker with blood on the side of his head. The man is in stable condition at the hospital. This doesn't make Howard Abrams feel any less safe.
Something could happen anywhere at any time. Sometimes you're just in the wrong place.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Park Slope.
Water quality concerns at several area beaches. As of yesterday morning, Wolf's Pond and South Beach on Staten Island's South Shore were closed to swimming, as is Manhattan Beach in Brooklyn, all because of high bacteria levels. On Long Island, two more beaches were closed and nine more remain that way after similar bacteria concerns. Beach Road and Friendship Drive beaches in Rocky Point are the latest ones added to the Suffolk County closure list. Suffolk actually has a bathing beach hotline. That number is 631-852-5822. It wasn't the cyclone ride they were hoping for. The Coney Island coaster stalled.
DOB inspectors and maintenance crews are taking a very close look at the world-famous cyclone here in Coney Island after yesterday afternoon it stalled mid-ride with people on board. Luna Park's technical team says they believe this was due to a crack on the chain sprocket, which is located inside of the motor room. Now today, many coming to ride the iconic cyclone left disappointed, like Beth Ann and her son.
I live in New York and I've lived in New York for 30 years. This is the first time I've ever been to Coney Island to take him. He wanted to go on.
Melissa's here with her family and she says right away when she saw no line leading to the roller coaster, she knew something was up.
I had a feeling. I was just waiting for it to happen. Been around for many years, so yeah, it was bound to happen.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.